When I think of public murals, I think of big, colorful portraits of humanity brightening up otherwise drab city blocks. But imagine huge images of wild plants growing up the sides of buildings. That's what mural artist Mona Caron has been painting. And not just any wild plants, these are portraits of weeds. Caron says they represent what survives at the margins of society, and she wants us to pay closer attention. Producer Ali Budner brings us her story from San Francisco.
I don't paint dainty little grandmotherly botanical illustrations. I mean, these are plants that have power. My name is Mona Caron. I'm a mural artist. I live in San Francisco, and I'm from the Italian part of Switzerland originally. I started out doing a sort of sweeping bird's eye views of cityscapes. Like, it really, I've been the cityscape artist for a long time. And then something happened a few years ago where I transitioned into doing kind of the opposite. Painting tiny things large. Painting tiny little weeds, little plants, you know, wild plants that grow, you know, in the cracks of the sidewalk everywhere, the stuff that nobody notices that you step on. The less attention we pay it, the larger I'm going to paint it. Let's see. I should make a list because otherwise I'm going to go like, there's a dandelion on a rooftop of a mosque here in San Francisco. And what else do I have? I have another giant dandelion in Switzerland. There's a stinging nettle in Barcelona. Then I have an unidentified plant. I have no idea what that thing was, but I found it in Ahmedabad, in Gujarat, in India. And I painted one in a community center in the middle of the largest slum in the Gujarat. And so it's kind of funny how this idea seems to have no borders, just like weeds themselves, these plants that are international, that exist everywhere because of globalization. Similarly, you know, this idea has taken hold everywhere because you don't need much language to explain it. So this is purely for show. It okay. Will not prevent any accidents. If the thing falls over, we die anyway. But we have to wear this.
Okay.
So let me just put it on here.
Let's test.
Okay, so we just came up in the crane. You call it a crane?
I guess so. Scissor lift.
And like roughly how many feet in the air are we now?
Maybe 25, something like that. Right now I'm working on a ribwort plantain, Plantago lanceolata, here at the corner of Sansom and Green. And you see the Transamerica Pyramid towering over behind it, sort of off to the left. It's a very prominent feature at that particular location. I was like, you know what, I'm going to rival that. I'm going to put a plant there. And I use the word weeds kind of a little bit provocatorily because weeds... Of course, we have a definition for that in ecological terms. It's an invasive species that kind of takes over and everything. It's a derogatory term, right? Often these plants, of course, have medicinal properties, are edible. They're wonderful plants. But that is also not why I depict them. It's really what I try to highlight is this act, this transgressive act of bringing life back to something that seemed to be dead. So in Union City, for example, I literally... picked the very first flowering plant that came back to that particular terrain. It was in a place that used to be a Superfund site. And I scoured the area and I found the first little flowering plant. They're like, okay, you're the one. You're the one that's going to be 7 stories tall. Sometimes people say, oh, your plants are so realistic. They're actually absolutely not. I paint them from below. It's sort of a heroic angle. And it has actually happened before where people go like, wow, what's that amazing plant? Is that some sort of orchid or something incredible? And no, so you just stepped on it. It's that thing. It's nothing. It's nothing. Because like in the end, like the beauty, it doesn't matter. Any little bit of nature is actually incredibly beautiful if you take the time to look at it. Okay. Back to my sketch.
You can now stop imagining those giant portraits of plants. See them for yourself at PRI.org.